Welcome to a Triple B radio play from the world of the legendary bard himself, William Shakespeare. Well, almost. We are very proud to bring you our adaptation of the Bruce Kane production of Shakespeare in the Wrong Hands. This first act is set in a local tavern where some of Shakespeare's most well-known ladies hang out to drink a few ales as well as discuss their lives. So sit back and enjoy Act 1, Shakespeare in the Wrong Hands.
William Shakespeare, actor, poet, playwright, husband, father, and most importantly, for the producers of this show, dead for 400 years. No copyright, which means no litigation, which means no lawyers. Known in the theatre as the royalty-free trifecta. Here we are at the Inn of the Three Witches, where we meet some of the bard's most enduring female characters, including the young and tragic Juliet.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?
The tragic Anne Boleyn, or at least the head of the tragic Anne Boleyn.
Hey, somebody, bring me a straw.
Romeo, Romeo.
Is she gonna do that all day?
The bard's faithful and tragic Desdemona.
Leave her alone. She's in love.
Give me a break. Hey, Juliet, how long have you and this...
Romeo.
Whatever. How long have you two been getting it on?
We are definitely not getting it on.
Really? Not getting it on? Then what's the point?
They only just met. A real relationship takes time to grow.
You read too much, you know that?
The real problem is...
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. What's her name?
Who?
The real problem.
There is nobody else.
There's always somebody else.
The problem is he's a Montague.
So, he's a Montague.
Our families hate each other.
Tell me about it.
Your families don't get along either?
His side is fine. It's mine. The whole racial thing.
Always having to sneak around.
I know. Isn't that titillating?
Please, look what sneaking around got you.
I hate men.
Look who's here, if it isn't the Duchess of Shrewsbury.
Men are pigs.
Oh, you don't mean that, Catherine.
All men are pigs.
Okay. Let's hear it. What did Petruchio do this time?
He's a man. Isn't that enough?
Oh, you say that about every man you go out with.
That's because every man I go out with is a pig.
What about Lorenzo? You two were pretty hot and heavy there for a while.
Until he turned into a whiny, snivelly, mama's boy pig.
How about Antonio? He was definitely not a mama's boy.
Antonio was a preening, self-absorbed, narcissistic pig.
Marcello seemed very nice. He wasn't self-absorbed or snivelling.
No, he wasn't.
So, what was the problem?
He was married, the pig.
Face it, Katie. The only reason you fight with all these guys is for the make-up sex afterwards. Not that I'm criticising.
Can I get something for any of you?
Ah, heck it, you old crone. I'll have a double espresso.
Miss Desdemona? Miss Juliet?
Nah,
I'm fine.
Maybe a straw?
I'll be right back.
If he doesn't show up soon...
What's her problem?
Her young man didn't show up.
Count your blessings.
What am I going to do?
For one thing, you're going to stop mooning around like a sick cow over this what's-his-name.
Romeo.
Really? That's a name? I thought it was a condition.
What's in a name? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Who sold you that bulldust?
He told me that.
Before or after he put his hand down your dress?
Behave yourself, Katie.
You want this Romeo of yours to take you seriously?
With all my heart.
Then tell him to get lost. take a long walk off a short pier.
Why would I want to do that?
Men are only interested in one thing, and as soon as they get that one thing, they want that one thing from someone else.
Someone else? That was my middle name.
Take, for example, that pig Petruchio.
How can you talk like that about the man you're going to marry?
Marry? Who said I was going to marry Petruchio?
Your father, for one.
My father just wants me out of the house.
Who could blame him?
I could be marrying a goat for all he cares.
I'm confused.
Don't be. That's the man's job. Your job is to keep him that way.
Where were you when I was a full-bodied woman?
It's not the destination that counts, it's the journey. Men love journeys. All you have to do is keep moving the goalposts.
Nonsense. Othello and I are perfectly happy.
Really?
What have you heard?
She hasn't heard anything, because there is nothing to hear.
Well, Petruchio told me that Iago told him that there's trouble in paradise.
Iago is just a big troublemaker. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
If you say so.
Come on, Des. It's only us girls. You've got to talk to someone.
Well, Othello has been acting a little strange lately.
Like how strange?
He keeps asking me questions.
About what?
Yeah, what kind of questions?
Little things. Dumb things.
Does he think you're, you know, like fooling around?
Of course not.
Are you, like, fooling around?
How could you even think such a thing?
If he thinks you are, you might as well be.
Juliet, whatever you do, don't listen to her. She's just bitter.
Only you could have the worst of two worlds. A husband that thinks you're having an affair without the fun of actually having one.
Could we please change the subject?
This is exactly what I was talking about.
Don't you tell this impressionable child she should be having promiscuous relationships.
I'm telling her just the opposite. If Othello was still pursuing you, he wouldn't be accusing you of sleeping with other men. He'd be competing with them.
Oh, where is he?
Forget him.
I can't.
He's not the only fish in the sea. Look at you. You're young, you're hot, and if I didn't like you so much, I'd hate you. You've got to let him know that as far as you're concerned, it's raining men.
He'll just lose interest.
Au contraire, my dear, au contraire. That's when he'll really get interested.
Starting a relationship on false pretenses can only end in disaster.
False, true, they're all pretenses, and they all end up in disaster. When the ship goes down, you just have to make sure you're the one in the lifeboat.
I could never live that way.
Petruchio would never accuse me of having an affair.
Why not?
Because he's too busy trying to start one with me.
You mean you and Petruchio aren't?
That's right.
Then what do you?
I said Petruchio and I aren't. I didn't say I wasn't.
I'm shocked.
You go, girl.
Juliet, don't listen to these two.
Maybe they're right. Maybe I should see other boys.
Do you want to end up like Anne?
Hey! Don't forget, I was once Queen of England.
And look at you now.
But when I really lived. Not like you, all prim and proper and tasting life in delicate little forkfuls. Juliet, you listen to Catherine. No man will ever rule her.
Damn straight, Anne. High five. Oops, sorry, Anne. I forgot. No hands.
No problem.
Everyone calls me a shrew and worse. Well, if I'm such a damn shrew, why is Petruchio still hanging around? Come on, Desdemona, you're the expert on love and marriage. Why didn't Petruchio take off long ago?
Maybe he sees beyond your exterior. Maybe he sees the real you.
First of all, I've got a great exterior. And second of all, he hasn't got beyond first of all.
You can't really believe that.
As soon as he gets his hands on this exterior, he's going to be looking around to get his hand on every other exterior and posterior he can.
If you have such a low opinion of Petruchio, why do you care if he stays or doesn't stay?
That's my business.
Oh, you love him.
Don't be ridiculous.
The girl is right. You do love him.
That is completely irrelevant.
How can you say love is irrelevant?
Because it's a weakness, especially in a woman. It makes you vulnerable, and I will never be vulnerable again.
But you'll also never know true happiness.
If it means that I'll never have to walk in any man's shadow, it's a trade-off I'll gladly make.
I don't think I could do that.
Wait till you come home someday and find lipstick on Romeo's tunic and it's not yours.
Romeo wouldn't do that.
He's a man, isn't he?
That's why I never waited around for any man to cheat on me. If lipstick was going to show up on any tunics, I made sure it was mine.
And it usually was.
Your espresso and your straw.
About time.
And for you, Miss Juliet, this note.
A note? It's from him.
What does it say?
It says, my bounty is as boundless as the sea, my love as deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite.
Would someone mind sticking a finger down my throat?
He wants to see me.
Then let him make the trip.
And make sure it's over broken glass.
You go see him, child.
You're making a big mistake.
Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say goodbye till it be morrow.
Thank you, Kate.
You two should be ashamed of yourselves.
It's a tough world out there. The child's got to be prepared.
Don't either of you remember the first time you fell in love? How startling it was? How utterly wonderful?
How old are you?
Well, I still feel that way about Othello, just like the first day I laid eyes on him. And you feel that way about Petruchio, I can tell.
You're a very sick woman.
And what about the first time you met Henry? What did you see?
Red hair, hot bod, and all the wealth of England.
Can I get you ladies anything else?
Hecate?
Yes, Miss Desdemona?
Have you ever been in love?
Well, there was a warlock I had my good eye on once. Everyone said it was a match made in hell. Sexiest man I ever met. Big ears, big horn, fangs, and skin like rotten flesh. Man, he was hot.
Didn't it work out?
Caught him with some pretty young thing.
I rest my case.
Did he break your heart?
Would've, if I had one.
What did you do when you found out?
I turned him into a toad.
A toad?
Well, he got better.
You gotta teach me how to do that.
I hate to break up the party, but I do have to get going.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Anne, can we drop you anywhere?
It's almost happy hour. I'm sure I can find someone to take me home.
I despair for you.
Sure you don't want to stay around for another flagon?
No, I've got to go. I told Othello that I'd make his favourite dish for him.
What a coincidence. I promised Petruchio I'd throw his favourite dish at him.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
What's wrong, Hecate?
Oh, nothing, nothing.
You've seen something, haven't you?
So sad.
What's so sad?
Poor Miss Desdemona.
What about poor Miss Desdemona?
In a fit of jealousy.
Yes, what about a fit of jealousy?
Othello?
Yes, yes.
He will strangle poor Miss Lovely Desdemona.
Oh my God, what about Juliet? Did you see something about Juliet?
So young, so tragic. Because of a terrible misunderstanding, she will take her own life.
Oh no. No!
And Miss Catherine?
What about Miss Catherine?
Oh, it's too horrible to consider, even for me.
You must tell me.
She will suffer the worst fate of all.
What could be worse than dying?
She will marry Petruchio.
Oh, no!
And it gets worse.
What? What?
She will cook for him.
Horrors!
And she'll clean his house.
I can't listen to this.
She will wash his clothes.
The infamy. The infamy.
And then, and then.
And then what?
And then she will iron them.
This is just too awful to bear.
But there's more.
More?
She will get fat with him.
Well, she always was a little on the heavy side.
And she will fight with him constantly.
That's our Kate.
And then they will have incredible makeup sex.
Every cloud has its silver lining.
Which will result in a dozen screaming brats.
Oh, the barbarity. The barbarity. Poor, poor Catherine.
Well, you asked. Bye-bye.
Now, to all you ladies out in Radioland, I hope you've been paying close attention. There's a cautionary lesson to be learned from the fate suffered by dear Desdemona, lovely Juliet, and outspoken Catherine. Men can be wonderful diversions, God knows, and sometimes they're even necessary. But take it from someone who's been there. Never, ever, ever lose your head over them.
You've been listening to Act One of the Triple B radio play, Shakespeare in the Wrong Hands, our adaptation of the Bruce Kane production. This Triple B radio play was directed by Paul Paulinus and recorded and produced at the Triple B studios by Ben Edwards and Steve Jones. We hope you enjoyed this entertaining exploration of the lives and loves of some of the Bard's most notable female characters. Tune in next time for Acts 2 and 3 of this wonderful production, where we will be introduced to another cast of Shakespeare characters.